effects.
We never agreed on that.
Yeah. Well, you always come in here with something, you know, you play the piano that one time.
Like, I did.
It's like doing a podcast with Michael Winslow. I know. Academy.
All right. No, this is the real intro. Welcome back to Hold My Bread.
Yeah, welcome to Hold the Bread.
Another episode. Why do you always have something in your hand?
I like to hold things.
One minute you're waving a pen, next time you got a cord.
Yeah, I like that. This is for gesturing. It's a power move.
Okay.
Now go.
Welcome to the episode.
It's literally a power cord.
It's glowing.
I didn't say you could speak yet. Your turn. I'll go.
Yeah, you didn't wave the cord at you, Monica. Take it easy.
Wearing your jacket like a little diva.
Yeah, take
there.
That off.
No way. The jacket stays today.
You got a new coat. Every time you have a new article of clothing, you refuse to remove it.
Zipper already broke.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why it was free. We have a hot new announcement. Before we get into any of the podcast stuff, we got hot nudes.
Mm-hmm.
Hot nudes and hot news. March 29th, the Velvet Room in Brooklyn.
Which is a Thursday.
Thursday.
9 p.m.
9 p.m. Mm-hmm. For those of you keeping track, we're going to do a live show. It's not a live podcast, but we're going to do some stand-up. We've already got it booked. It's going to be great. We've got a hot lineup. We'll probably announce the lineup soon. So.
And yeah, so for all of our listeners across the world, get your tickets on your Greyhounds now.
Exactly.
And head on over to Brooklyn.
Oh, the B-O-K.
Yeah.
Get out there. It's going to be a great show. We got a lot of people coming to the show, hopefully. It'll be a good time. We're excited. I'm hoping to meet some of you guys, some of the listeners. I'm going to ask. And if I ask on stage and there's not one person from the podcast there, I will kill myself on air.
So don't come.
Also, if you've never been to Velvet before, it's a really nice room. I think it's like a cigar lounge, too. So you can
in our wheelhouse.
Can you smoke cigars in there?
I don't know. I'll have to check.
If we can smoke cigars in the showroom, I'm doing stuff. I'm smoking a cigar on stage.
I got a Cuban cigar from Cuba, and I'm going to take it. And if I can't smoke it, I'm going to be upset.
You know, I always thought Cuban cigars, like I heard, like when I was younger, someone's like, there's weed in them, and that's why they're illegal.
That's a lie.
Yeah, it's not true.
Yeah, not true.
They just roll them nice.
Yeah, they do.
So.
Shout out to Joel Wachowski. Past and future guest gave me one. He went to Cuba, gave me a Cuban.
He gave you a Cuban?
He gave me a Cuban cigar.
Unbelievable.
So come to the show, hang out with us.
Cocktails and cigars.
Yeah.
At this Williamsburg Lounge.
Exactly.
Velvet Brooklyn.
It's going to be,
smoke a cigar on stage?
I don't know.
Like, I'm going to dress up like that one guy at the big glasses.
Groucho Marx.
No, you know what I'm talking about?
Henry Kissinger.
Old man, big glasses, smoked a cigar.
Winston Churchill?
No, not Winston Churchill. He's like an old comedian guy.
Don Knotts.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, George Burns.
George Burns.
Wow,
there we go.
There. Groucho Marx also did that. That was a fair answer.
Well, you're too young.
Too young.
Old man Eric knows George Burns.
Me and George Burns, we started together.
Yeah, yep. We used to go to mics together. Hey, Georgie, are you going to do the bit about that stuff that you like?
Back when we had to light people with lighters. Just hold up a lighter when you're done.
Well, I think they had. I mean, there's a microphone, man.
No microphone.
There's electricity back then.
No, they were doing cave paintings.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Well, so come on to the show. It'll be great. So what do you got for us this week? Jeff, you got any
what
stocks
do I have?
You're looking at?
I was just looking at tariff stuff.
Oh, boy. Tariffs are in the news.
Tariff stuff.
They're really tariffing it up.
Steel, aluminum industry's going to be taking a hit. So if you got automotive, I say dump it. Harley, dump it. Let the dip happen. You know, buy on the dip.
Yeah, buy on the dip.
I agree with Harley Davidson, but the reason is I guess the European countries are pissed off about the tariffs.
I think they're also going after oranges.
Oranges.
EU's going to go after oranges, too, because of Florida.
Did you see the video where the guy was like, this is stupid, and we have to be stupid to compete with this stupid, stupid stuff, so here we go. This is what we're going to do.
So funny.
That's literally basically what he says. He's just like, this is dumb, and we don't want to do this, but if you're going to be dumb,
full
we're going to be dumb.
Full countries are having like weird, petty fights.
And this isn't the first time this has happened. It's happened before where they'll have tariffs like this, and then both sides... They get petty, and then both sides will come to an agreement and be like, let's just go back to the way that it was.
Yeah. Bush did it in 2002. He did a steel tariff, and it was a blunder. It's like flubbed.
Yeah, every time it's happened, it's been bad.
Yeah, no, try it again just because he's just trying to like excite the Midwest, you know, like steel, but it's actually going to raise steel and lower construction.
Yeah.
So no one's going to like be buying steel anymore. It's like, well, too expensive right now.
It'll hurt jobs. It won't help
construction
jobs.
Workers are going to get effed.
David Koch, one of the Koch brothers, came out and was like, this is a terrible idea. And they, like, you think that they would be one of the proponents of it because they own most of their business comes from steel. So you'd think they'd be into it. But they're like, he wrote this huge thing that was like, it's a terrible idea. He's like, it's not good for the economy. It's not good.
Is it Koch or Cook?
Koch.
It's Koch?
I think it's Koch.
K-O-C-H. I think I've been saying Cook this whole time.
No, I think it's Koch. I could be wrong, but.
The Koch brothers.
Yeah.
Don't own Coca-Cola.
No. K-O-C-H. Suck my Coke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. I thought they were oil.
I think they're involved in a lot of different things, but I think a lot of their money comes from steel, and when they're evil, and they're like, this is a bad idea, so I think they're...
That's what they're involved in. They're just evil.
I mean, you gotta admit...
They import and export evil.
Yeah. When the evil guys are like, this is bad, you're like, oh, this is a terrible idea.
Exactly.
Even the evil guys are against
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
This is a stupid idea. Harley's gonna get hit.
It's a good investment opportunity, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can make, investors can make some money off it if you play it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Harley Davidson probably will take a dip, I would think.
He'll take a little
get
dip.
Get in on the dip and then wait for this all to settle and then you're golden.
Come right back up. Yeah. Harley, the commodities, the steel commodities, obviously. Yeah,
apparently oranges. I didn't know oranges.
Yeah. One
Tropicana,
of the,
maybe.
They were looking at going after Florida oranges because, you know.
Hasn't Florida had it hard enough?
They're going to get it harder. Florida got us into this mess.
How?
What?
How?
Because there are a bunch of hillbillies over there.
Fair enough. That's fair.
You know, they
not
went
all.
Red.
There's,
not all of us.
There's Miami.
If you're listening to this
Miami?
Podcast, you're in Florida. We're not talking about you.
A lot of Cubans are Republican.
A lot of Cubans are Republicans.
Mm-hmm. They hate John F. Kennedy.
They do. They're glad he's dead.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Florida got us in this mess, so you're going to hit who your oranges. You know?
Where will we get our... Where will the...
Michigan better watch it. Cars? Michigan's getting hit with the cars thing.
Yeah.
And all those delicious Michigan oranges.
Yeah, Michigan oranges getting hit.
We call them Detroit peaches.
It's just an orange.
Just an orange.
It's a Detroit peach. You gotta peel it. It's citrusy.
Would you like some Detroit peach juice? Like, this is just OJ. It's like, no, PJ.
Peach juice.
Detroit orange is just an orange, but it's also on fire.
This tastes like gasoline.
My gosh. Anyways, just tariff stuff I've been looking at, you know, freaking out about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, anything on you, Maddie? What's going on?
I don't know. I've been watching, we haven't talked about it in a while, but AMD, there was rumors of AMD maybe being bought out by a bigger company. So there was a big spike. My AMD stock went up a couple days ago. It's back down to where it is because that's where it lives. It lives in the hole. but it was up a couple days ago because there were rumors, unsubstantiated, based off of nothing rumors, of AMD being bought out by a bigger company. So
they were just rumors. It didn't happen.
Just rumors. Nothing's happened. But, I mean, keep those rumors going. You know,
where do these rumors come from?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I saw it on Reddit and then...
Other podcasts.
Yeah. We're going to perpetuate... We're perpetuating. Yeah, bigger podcasts. Podcasts with their ear to the ground.
Well, we are recording this on Thursday night, and there is some breaking news. We always talk about every time that North Korea is talked about, there is some fluctuation in the market. Now, President Trump is agreeing to meet with Kim Jong-un in May. Or no, by May.
Wow, this is literally breaking right now.
Breaking!
What the fuck? When was the last time a president met with...
Kim Jong-un?
When was the
I don't think Trump should meet with anybody.
No,
this is not good news.
No, they'll probably get along.
Oh, my gosh.
They're like the same type of person.
They're going to be in the same room together. That's insane. What if we just...
It's probably because... Yeah, this is my... You want to hear a little theory?
Hit me with it.
This is a theory.
Mm-hmm.
Tariffs.
Welcome to Jeff's Theory Corner.
Yeah, this is my theory corner. Because the tariffs, you know, he's actually going to follow through with doing these tariffs and going into a trade war, which is going to hurt the market. But now he's going to meet with Kim Jong-un, like, you know, hang out in North Korea, which is good. And that always makes the market go up. So, like, if you threaten each other, market gets scared. They're like, hey, we're going to be friends. Market goes up. He's probably just meeting them just to off-stable this tariff fluctuation in the market.
I think
he just thinks the market's the economy.
Well, then why wouldn't he do that immediately? Why is he saying by May? You
would think going to see what's going to happen. You just throw it out there to see, like, it's a rumor, you know, like an AMD getting bought out rumor. You just say stuff into the market and see all the people.
AMD and Trump and Kim Jong-un meeting are basically the same thing.
It's all the same thing.
I mean, you're absolutely right, though. That is what he does. He just whispers.
You just throw stuff out there and see how stuff reacts.
Yeah, even talking with the tariffs, all the blogs I follow, as soon as he mentioned the tariffs, everyone is like, we're going to take a bath on Monday. Monday's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you just say stuff and see what happens.
Yeah, that's his...
He's realizing his word can affect, you know, how things go.
Yeah.
So, tariffs down. I'm going to meet with North Korea. Even right back up.
I mean, what good...
He's like the market whisperer.
Do you think, what if they...
Everything's going to be bad. No, it's going to be okay. And then all the guys are like, whoa, whoa, what do you say? What?
Like a fart in the wind.
That's my theory, and it's breaking news. Anyways, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, welcome.
Seth Rich.
InfoWars. okay. Did you, you know me, I'm a big shoe guy, big shoe man. Foot Locker to close 110 stores in 2018.
Makes sense.
I wonder why. Do you think people are ordering shoes online more?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you still got to try on shoes. I like to, shoes are one of the things I like to buy in person because I like to look
at them. Yeah, because you got
to put them on. Like you try on shoes once in your life. You figure out what your size is.
No,
you got to.
All shoes fit differently.
Yeah, some shoes are different. Sometimes I'm in a 10 and a half, sometimes I'm in 11.
Yeah, but then you just depends wear on how shoes cold that is don't outside. Fit. That's what you get. The convenience of online, you just have to.
That's why you're walking around these big ass fluffing
shoes.
Are
you? How are you like being like you're like an old man about the internet right now?
That's what you get. You get on the internet. That's what you get. Your shoes don't fit. That's what I've been saying since the internet started. I was like, get ready, kids. Your shoes aren't going to fit.
Phil, your shoes are lying. They don't fit. You just keep wearing them. That's how the internet works, damn it.
I'm just too lazy. I'll order a pair of shoes online. If they don't fit, then I'm like, all right, then I'm not going to wear these shoes.
But they have free returns. Most places have free returns.
Yeah,
just lose 50 bucks?
No, like these shoes here, these are probably like a half size too big. I'm wearing two socks, two pairs of socks.
Eric,
makes up for it.
That's not a way to live your life.
No, I'm not happy. I got to make some changes.
Well, like,
you're walking around miles a day and shoes that don't fit.
Oh, yeah.
Hoping they'll shrink or hoping your feet will get bigger, one or the other.
People always do whisper, I don't think Eric knows who he is. It's because he's wearing shoes that don't fit.
Did you ever notice that Eric's shoes always slip off when he walks? Do you think he knows?
I think he thinks he's a bigger man than what he really is.
Does he know feet stop growing? I think he thinks they're growing. You're at the gym just working at your feet. That's true, though. Returning online stuff does suck. One time I bought a monitor for my computer, and it broke. And I didn't know how I was going to return it. And literally, I didn't set this up. Someone knocked at my door. It was a UPS guy, and he was like, I'm here to pick up the monitor or whatever. I'm here to pick up a thing. And I was like, okay. And I just gave it to him, and I never heard anything about it. I didn't set up a pickup. I don't know how it happened. So,
what, did you get a new monitor?
I got a new one. They mailed me a new one, so I had my old one that was sitting there. And like I said, for like a couple weeks, I just didn't do anything with it. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to return this. And then literally a knock at the door, a guy was like, I'm here to pick something up. And I was like, oh, okay, you can have it. And I gave it to him, and that was it. It's weird.
Wait, you bought a new monitor?
I bought a new monitor.
After the one broke?
No, I bought a new monitor. It broke. I emailed them, and they sent me a new one. But then I had my old, I had the broken one for a couple weeks, and I was like, how am I going to return this giant thing?
Big brother.
You emailed them.
Yeah, but it's just weird that I didn't have to confirm anything. We didn't set up a date. I literally just got a knock at the door, and he was like, I'm here to pick it up. And I'm like, okay. I just thought it was strange.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think it's that strange.
All right, maybe not.
So on a strange out of 1 to 10, I'm going to give that a 4. Eric, what do you give that on a strange from 1 to 10?
This is not a segment.
We're not doing this. Eric, rate his strange experience. What do you think?
How strange?
What do you think? How strange was that? I'm giving it a 4. What do you think?
4 out of 10?
4 out of 10.
Man, that's half. That's less than half.
I don't think it's that strange.
It felt very strange.
Eric, what do you think?
I'll give it a 3.
He doesn't think it's strange either.
Foot Locker CFO Lauren Peters said in a call with investors they're closing less productive stores and opening more high-profile stores. So.
Oh, so they're getting rid of a lot of Foot Lockers and failing malls.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And they're going towards rich areas making small boutiques.
Yeah.
Which is where everything's going anyways. Malls are dying. Large stores are gone. Everything's getting small.
Speaking of which, Toys R Us is going to be closing a ton of stores. In fact, I think they're liquidating all of their stores right now.
They should be done. I thought Toys R Us was done and stuff.
Toys R Us may soon liquidate its U.S. operations. They're like $3 billion in debt. I think they were hoping to have like a huge holiday season, and they didn't. So now they're just screwed, and they're like, all right, well, we're not going to be a company anymore.
Yeah, Toys R Us is, I went to Toys R Us hardly ever even as a kid, you know, in the 90s.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were saying now. I'm like, well, why would you go to Toys R Us?
Oh, just to check out the latest toys, see what the kids are into.
I hope you don't have children.
Jeff goes in there and looks at the Nerf guns. Like,
no, I go in there to see what the kids like so I can adjust my act for hot takes for the next gen.
You guys like Beyblades?
You guys remember that
Gundam?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know what toys are out right now. I don't know what a kid's.
I like that idea that you would do a lot of homework, so in like 10 years from now, you can appeal to the next generation.
I'm still like it's hip 50-year-old man,
backwards hat, just talking about.
You guys seen these morph gorfers? They're like morph gorfers. Remember buying those, but your mom won't let you because they're too expensive, and the next week they're on sale again? Like, they were always going on sale. He knows Morph Gorfers.
I like that Morph Gorfers is the one that's came up with.
Yeah,
that's
I went Morph Gorfers.
What a terrible name. That's why they went out of business. That's a terrible name.
The kids are going to love them in 10 years. Morph Gorfers. You'll see.
Morph Gorfers, don't forget your attachments and the accessories.
Yeah, but if you want to wait a week, they'll go on sale again.
Exactly. Don't forget your Morph Gorfer t-shirt and matching shoes. They always come two sizes too big. Where do you guys get your clothes from? I know where Jeff gets his from.
Yeah,
you get yours for free.
Yeah. I get clothed.
Yeah, you just wake up dressed.
Yeah, somebody just comes and clothes me.
You wake up with shoes on.
Why, are you going to bring up American Eagle?
No, I wasn't going to bring up American Eagle.
Ah.
I read a thing. Millennials are apparently shopping. They're looking for more utilitarian clothing and things that last longer as opposed to... Do you remember hearing about H&M, how H&M got... Not in trouble, but like they've come out and been like, yeah, we don't make our stuff to last long. We just make it to look good and be cheap.
Yeah, all those big box stores like Old Navy, H&M, they do that.
Forever 21.
That's how fashion is now.
Yeah. Well,
it used to be 4 seasons. Now it's like 8 seasons.
Right. Well, millennials now apparently are buying less H&M and Forever 21 because they're buying things that last longer. Patagonia is huge now because their stuff is like... lasting longer.
Ah, I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
All millennials are?
I didn't say. I'm not. I don't want to say all. That's because you get clothes for free. You got Calvin Klein from your.
Your sweater's also just slowly falling apart as the podcast goes along.
Yeah, it's a belly shirt.
And Patagonia, that's like, I mean, that's they mean like old millennials. That's like millennials that have
old
like a 2-year-old. Millennials are old now. We're not young. I don't know why people think like millennials are. They're like 31, 32.
31 and 32 is not old.
That's not like,
oh my God.
Hey, you hear the new Migos? That's not, you know, we're still like,
damn.
Man, Take It Back Sunday was good.
I mean, it's not it's not like Morph Gorfer yet.
Morph Gorfers.
I mean, Jesus, Jeff, come on. Don't give up on yourself so early. You're not old.
I'm an old fuck and I don't understand anything.
Because Patagonia has like a lifetime guarantee because the guy that the CEO or whoever invented Patagonia was literally just like, I want you to buy one of my thing, basically. He's like, just buy it. Buy it.
It's a terrible business model.
No, because people buy it because it lasts and it's expensive. And
it's also
nice.
Super pricey. Yeah,
it's expensive. Yeah. No. When I was in California, I literally saw six different people walk into a restaurant and they all had on those Patagonia zip up. I think that shit's ugly, but they were like 8 different colors, all of them wearing them. I mean, that's so popular.
Well, the whole problem with that, though, I don't like it because if you buy like a Patagonia shirt for like $80, then your whole closet is what, 3 shirts? H&M, you can have you can change your wardrobe, but if I get buying this stuff that lasts a long time, it's like, hey, Jeff looks the same always.
Yeah, but
I can't afford a bunch.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the H&M stuff, you wash it twice and it's faded and gray.
Yeah,
or,
and it's gone. You throw it away and you get a brand new outfit.
I don't like it.
And you're like, hey, everybody, look at the new me.
This'll make me happy.
Historically, during times
look at new me.
Historically, during times of economic uncertainty and social unrest, consumers will dress in more practical clothing. So when the revolution comes, you want to be wearing some cheap-ass
Mark
H&M?
Mark Zuckerberg just wears the same thing every day. So did Steve Jobs. They said that when you don't have to think about what you're wearing, you allow your mind to focus on more important things.
That's my problem.
Yeah, but they're both nerds.
Well,
got
one. One of them's dead.
Yeah.
Okay, so one's a live nerd and one's a dead nerd.
Yeah. You know what? That must have been very easy, though. Like, when you have to put Steve Jobs to rest, it's got to be stressful to, like, find an outfit that, you know, kind of like reflects what they were as a life. But if you wore the same thing every time, like, put them in that turtleneck. Bury them in that turtleneck.
I knew where this was headed quite a bit ago. I let you get there, though.
So thank you, Jeff.
It says, after the relative freedom of styles in the 1920s, the 1930s saw a return to a more conservative style of dressing. Long dresses for evening and suits for day wear. There was a more inward-looking...
So what, we're going back to the Dust Bowl?
I think people are spending more money on their clothing because they went to last longer.
Because we're all turning to the proletariat?
I would rather spend a lot of money on clothes that are going to last me a while than spend a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to just constantly be replacing it. Just buy a couple nice things and...
Gives you something to do. You go shopping. It's a fun time.
I do like shopping. They say women be shopping.
So I'd be shopping. So we're
going
to be getting like Patagonia like overalls. We're going to go to our Brooklyn City Farms.
Here are some of the more popular brands. Patagonia, North Face, Fallen Raven. Oh, I see those backpacks all over the subway. Dickies.
See, I don't like any of this.
Dickies was born in 1922. It's traditionally known.
Carhartt.
For its sturdy work. What the heck? I thought, like, now we're turning into the Russians.
Birkenstocks.
That's
is
a bit of a leap.
This is what Russians do. They wear stuff like this.
They wear Dickies.
Because they're out there working in, you know, beet farms.
Every piece of Dickies workwear is different quality, tough
surprise. How much about Russia do you know?
I think they eat a lot of beets.
Longtime family-owned business was bought by VF Corp for $820 million in 2017. So maybe look into Dickies. Don't look into Dickies, but, you know, Dickies.
Do Russians eat beets? I feel like they eat a lot of beets.
Probably. That seems like something Russians would like.
Right?
I feel like steamed
I have
beets.
Zero idea. I'm just entertained by how confident you are.
I just like
eat
to
a lot
eat,
of beets.
I like to eat beets, and then I drink vodka. Like, I feel like they just eat beets and drink vodka.
I like steamed beets.
Yeah, and then they put on Carhartt brown and just... I don't know, track suits.
It's wild to me that Carhartt is popular because, like, I grew up in Indiana, so it's like I grew up getting called a fag from people wearing Carhartts, and now it's like people on the subway are like, I'm hip and progressive. Look at my Carhartt. I have bad memories of Carhartts.
Indiana, they're first hipsters.
No, oh, no. They wore Carhartt because it's practical. People here wear it because it's, like, hip and cool.
Yeah, well, but now they're starting to wear it because it lasts longer because it's practical. Yeah. So those people are going to start calling you fag again.
Oh, boy. Can't wait. Can't wait for that. Cannot wait. So... Look into maybe that.
I hesitated when I said that. I don't know if I can.
You did.
You cannot.
You did. It really flowed right out of your mouth.
If you get called it enough.
Here's a very interesting story.
It's like a Hispanic guy saying the N-word.
Here's an interesting story that I'd like to get you guys' take on.
All right.
If you believe this. I guess it doesn't matter if you believe it's true or not, because according to the data, it is true. Research finds that female analysts are more accurate and make bolder calls. They're better being financial analysts than men.
I would agree with that, probably. I feel like women, and I'm not just saying this because it's International Women's Day, shout out to all the women. I think women are just general better than men. I'm going to say that.
What?
I think that's true. You don't think that's true?
No.
I think they have natural something inside them that makes them more nurturing and more...
Yeah, they're better at nurturing.
And listening and...
Yeah, and listening.
And reporting the truth and...
What do you mean the truth?
I don't know. I believe
each gender has strong traits and qualities that there's strengths in both.
Well, I guess it's true.
Neither one is better than the other.
I would disagree.
We're both human beings. You would disagree?
I'd say the majority of women are better. You take 50 men, 50 women, those 50 women, better than 50 men.
What do you, in what metric?
I'm just, you know.
In high jump? High jump.
Weightlifting.
Yeah, weightlifting.
Shot put.
Yeah, you want to...
Shot put this computer.
Yeah, let's take 50 men and 50 women and put them in a football game.
Look, I'm just saying. That doesn't surprise me. I'm sure it is. I feel like women have been wronged enough and that they, you know, and they've been treated shitty for so many years, for so long, that they speak the truth.
Well, the reasoning behind it,
thank you, Eric.
Yeah,
you act like I'm going to say something that like proves your point or something.
I was only thinking physical quality.
Well, say the reason is
that's exactly
only women with above average abilities would choose the analyst profession, and then consequently, on average, female analysts are likely to be more skillful, whereas more men just want to get into it, so that you have below average men doing this job, but the women who are actually interested in doing it are above average in terms of intelligence.
Yeah, they're
and therefore
over.
They're just better at their job.
Yeah, they're over. They're overqualified. Whereas dudes are so confident, like I can do it, whatever, you know, and they go in there and flub up things, bring the whole metric down.
Kind of like what I said. The women are better.
No, they're not better. You just said just more men go in that aren't as qualified. Whereas women will wait till they're overqualified.
So better women, shittier men.
Well, let's put it this way. In this term, in this argument, women are better than men.
There you go.
Because apparently more qualified women are becoming financial analysts
and
compared to men.
And the women that suck are like, I suck. I'm not going to do this.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
We agree, I think.
I mean, I think we agree, too. I mean, I'm not gonna make a sweeping statement over everything.
I mean, I would just say that. You don't think that's true? You think I'm wrong?
I think that Financial Analyst is a boys' club, or it has been a boys' club for a very long time. So,
oh, so many things have been boys' clubs.
Well, of course, but
there's
I think there's three of us in this podcast.
Right, the boys' club. Welcome to the boys' club. On today's episode of the Boys Club.
This podcast, Hold My Wiener. It's just it's a bunch of men talking about men stuff.
Yeah. You ever get your wiener caught in your your friend's hand?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that's where that was going to go. I thought zipper, maybe. Maybe car door.
You're like, oh, man, this is embarrassing.
We have to stop doing this. Women love detail also.
What, detail oriented?
I think women are more detail oriented.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I mean, there are exceptions to every rule, and I think there's exceptions to everything. And I think that there are men that are better than, I don't know.
What about dentists?
What about dentists?
A lot of male dentists. That's a detail oriented job. Those guys.
I mean, I feel like here's what I'm gonna say. I feel like.
Because I sound like a men's rights activist, but I'm just arguing.
You sound like a men's activist. Max just sounds like he's using the podcast to try and get fucked later.
Yeah, right. I'm just trying to counteract your pandery stuff.
I'm trying to get fucked. All right, on National Women's Day, international. It's international. No, you go to the dentist who cleans your teeth. Dental hygienist, who is a woman.
My mom's friend.
For me, technically. Usually it's a woman that cleans my teeth. I'm not saying all hygienists.
Oh, are you saying that that women can only be dental hygienists?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in my history, I've never had a fee. I've had the same dentist forever, and the male dentist comes in, no cavities, and then he fucks off, and then the dental hygienist lady cleans my teeth. She's working way harder than him. I'm just saying.
I mean, at the time, but he worked pretty hard before to get where he's at.
So you got to work super hard, so you don't have to work that hard. That's what you're
right.
saying.
Right, yeah, yeah. You put the work in, yeah.
Fair, all right.
Which is a lot of things.
Yeah, that's fair. That's true. That's the story of
Well, we've really broke some new ground today,
yeah,
boys.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm ready. I got thoughts.
Spotify applied for an IPO. They applied to go public.
Spotify did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Traded apparently, according to during private trading, they were trading as high as $132.50 at market, which would give the company a valuation of about $23 billion. But in 2017, it lost $1.5 billion. So I use Apple Music. You know me. I'm an Apple man.
So Spotify, it hasn't gone public yet.
Yeah, I think it's gone public. I can't check because my phone is dying. So.
Yeah.
You can check and see if it's check.
I would assume around this time of year, a good stock to get into H&R Block.
Oh, yeah, tax time.
Tax time.
You guys done your taxes yet?
I have not.
No.
I always wait till the last minute.
I do, too. I last year, I had to file an extension.
H&R Block is at $27 a share. Went down 3.5% today. Looks like it just kind of hovers. It goes... The 52-week low is $22. 52-week high is $31.
That's not a bad tip, though. Check out the stock, or check out a tax company, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to get my tax return back.
I'm gonna owe.
You're gonna owe?
I always owe.
Oh man, that's what you get. That's what you get for making
too much money.
That's what you get for making too much money. I'm broke as a joke, man.
I get all this free clothes. I make too much money.
Yeah, the government pays me.
I argue for men's rights on podcasts.
This is my last news story I brought with me. Papa John's back in the news. Peyton Manning, he backs out. He sold. He got rid of all his Papa John's.
Yeah, because they're no longer affiliated with the NFL. I'm sure he's probably like, I don't want to. He's got so much money, Peyton Manning, or he's got his hands in so many different things. I think that he probably looks at Papa John's as a loss and like, let's just cut ties with them and I'll focus on my other investments.
Well, he and John were friends. I wonder if they're still buddies.
Him and PJ?
He and old PJ were friends.
I don't know. Oh, it depends on the political situation.
Yeah, I mean,
John was a big Trump head.
Yeah, but Peyton Manning's probably a Trump supporter.
Probably.
I bet Peyton Manning was a on the fence guy and went Trump, but I feel like he's a smart guy, so he probably realizes how silly this is.
Yeah, but I think he's also I think he's always been conservative.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't really know him, so I can't speak.
I mean, he is from Tennessee, so.
Yeah.
And you're the only 10 I see.
Well, he's actually from Louisiana. I think his family's from Louisiana. He just went to school at Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, but he sold his Papa John's steak.
That explains that big bayou forehead he's got.
It's like it might have been.
It's like a back of an airboat. What?
Jeez, you're just going after Peyton Manning, huh?
I mean, I have nothing but respect for the man.
The man won 2 Super Bowls.
I mean, I love that man. He was my quarterback when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, I grew up watching Peyton Manning.
Hated Peyton Manning.
Yeah,
I'm a Tom Brady guy.
Of course you are.
Of course you are, even if you weren't from Michigan.
Yeah, of course you are.
I'm a Tom
He's
Brady
a huge
guy.
Trump guy. He voted for him. He came out and said it.
TV?
Oh, yeah. He's been. Know. There's photographs of him wearing Make America Great Again hats.
He had it in his locker.
He didn't know.
He didn't know that he's a horrible human being.
What an apologist.
Tom Brady is eating a baby right now.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, like that's
heck yeah, to get better, get ready for that next Super Bowl run.
Exactly.
Yeah, get those stem cells.
He's like, what? Yeah, 41 years old. He's still playing quarterback at a high level. He's eating.
He's injecting babies right into his elbow.
He is.
What, injecting baby stem cells?
Yeah, right into his arm.
He might be.
He's doing.
But I don't think there's any NFL. I don't think there's any NFL rules against it.
I mean, you're probably right.
What? The man's the GOAT.
Sold his stake in 31 Denver area Papa John locations.
Yeah, it's probably because Papa John's aren't making money as much as they probably were. So
Papa
he just
John's
got out.
Because
people started boycotting PJs. I don't go to Papa John's anymore.
I will never eat Papa John's again.
I haven't eaten Papa John's in a very long time.
Mark my words. If anybody out there, you ever see me with a Papa John's slice in my hands, you knock it out of my hands. Knock it right out. Because I've gone mad. I don't know what I'm doing. I'll never eat Papa John's again.
Well, it's also very easy not to eat Papa John's in New York City. You can't go 5 feet without running into some sort of pizza.
Yeah, I don't blame
somebody. That's beside the point.
They got good garlic sauce.
I like their garlic sauce.
If their garlic sauce is, I think, honestly, the best out of all the garlic sauces. Pizza's mediocre, but if I could get like a Pizza Hut with Papa John's garlic sauce, like if a Papa John's is next to another pizza place and I could just go into the Papa John's and get the garlic sauce, I would do that.
People talk. He sold his Papa John's in Denver.
That's what I would do.
He sold his Papa John's in Denver. Do you think that legalized marijuana has increased pizza sales? Do you think that's a true thing? Do you think people are like, people are fucking getting high and ordering pizza? Do you think that's real?
I think people were always getting high and eating pizza.
But do you think it's increased?
I wouldn't think that there's a substantial increase.
Just curious.
Yeah, I bet if anything, there's more of an increase in like health food sales. Because people are like now, like, you know, it's getting high, but we'll eat healthy, you know.
Do you think more people...
Denver's also kind of like a bit of health nut town.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Mile High City.
Yeah, climbing mountains, hiking, you know, putting on boots.
Thin air.
Patagonia.
North
with their Morph Corps.
Yeah. Yep.
Dickies, as far as I can see.
Smoke them legal pot, eating some granola.
Smoke them legal pot.
You know, that's probably what Denver
is. Turn into a Native American.
You have so much hate in your eyes when you say that. You're like, it's like you can't stand the idea of people enjoying themselves.
What?
Your eyes get squinty when you say these things.
What? They're smoking their legal marijuana.
Yeah.
Eating granola and going on nice hikes in beautiful weather.
Eating sticky buns.
Get out of here.
Hey, I was in.
Why aren't you sitting in a room with no windows?
Yeah.
Thinking about what to do.
Smoking cigarettes. Like,
all right. All right, let's get out of here. We got to get out of here.
Let's wrap it up.
Once again, March 29th, Thursday, March 29th, Velvet in Brooklyn. Doors at 8:30, show at 9. We're going to have some very good stand-up comics performing.
It's a free show. It's free, right?
It is free.
Free, right? There you go. Look at that. Free show, free podcast.
And we're fairly certain that you can smoke cigars.
Yeah.
There.
So I'm going to smoke a cigar.
I'm going to have a Cuban with me. So if you come up and you want to take a puff off my Cuban, I'll give it to you. Or maybe if you're a hot lady, I'll blow it right in your face. I don't know. I'm having fun.
I didn't know what he's doing there either.
I don't know. I don't really know what's
sometimes
going on
when you take the leash off, he just runs.
I always come back, though, you know? I always come back. Email us at homeybrett@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. I love our Instagram. Our Instagram, we have some good people on our Instagram commenting, leaving good comments, sending out likes.
Sending them out. Not giving likes. Mm-hmm. They send them out. You have a like.
Exactly.
And they release it like an email.
That's all right. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.